Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstteeclinic.com.
So the other thing, too, though, is guys, this topic might get political, all right? I just want to – Governor Abbott has said, guys – 50% of people can be in stadiums all over the country.
Like 50% of all of the people?
Yeah, the people. Yeah, sure.
Half no. 50% of the capacity. Oh, not okay. 50% of the entirety of how – I mean, I would love to see how that tried to work.
Well, we'll see. but, yeah, so 50% can fill up your place right now, and it might be 100 at some point. And that, my friends, yeah, could be a loophole with Major League Baseball. Now – Mike, we'll get into the other part of that in just a few minutes, but the players are like, hey, we want to play, and the owners are like, shut up. But Evan Grant was reporting that local and municipal governance to take precedence when it comes to allowing fan attendance at games, meaning since Governor Abbott said, hey, we're Texas, baby, we do whatever the hell we want to do, and we're going to say 50% capacity, then that means the Rangers and Astros could have around 20,000 fans in the stands if and when a regular season gets underway. Now, my question to you guys is, will other sports see this, or will other teams see this and start leaning on their government to say, we got to do the same thing so that we can get our players and everything? We have a purpose of getting baseball back, because that tax money is not going to get paid to you guys if we don't have the tax money.
100% that's going to happen, because you've already seen the beginnings of such things. Like, think about it. When the governor, Gavin Newsom, of California decided that he did not want the UFC to take place, guess what? He got it shut down. But then when the Florida governor, I think it's Ron DeSantis, said, hey, our state is open for all kinds of sports and business, then all of a sudden California was like, whoa, we love sports and we can't wait to open it. So, like, you've already seen the beginning of this. And quite frankly, I think this is 100% fair. Look, I risk getting slammed on the fan text, but welcome to the world we live in. Fortune favors the bold. And I think that Texas has taken an important and, quite frankly, in my opinion, a necessary step in opening things back up. And I think that they should, in fact, be rewarded for it. Now, I realize there might be still a handful of states where that is just logistically impossible. But two of the biggest problematic states during this whole coronavirus have been California and New York. Both of the governors in both of those states have said that they want to move forward to get towards sports and having sports and hopefully having sports with fans in attendance. So this is something that even the two of the most problematic states when it comes to the outbreak of this all are for it. So, yes, I think that Texas has made the right steps, and I think Texas should be rewarded for that, even if it helps the Astros, too, and they can suck it. But I'm more concerned about the
Astros.
Rangers
cheated to get a World Series, Kevin. Never
I will
forget.
Never forget that because of you.
It's going to be interesting. I've only talked to one person about this, and they said that possibly the Players Association and Major League Baseball, which obviously they can agree on nothing, but they are both somewhat in agreement on they just might not want fans because they're just afraid of it affecting the players.
Really?
Sure.
So I don't know. Like, it could be like, hey, it's open up. 25% of, you know, the stadium is open to go see the game, except Major League Baseball, and for the health of the players and the people participating in this thing, they might say, we just think it's best if we're going to keep the players on the field to not expose them to 10 to 20,000 people at the stadium.
Wow. That – So that to me,
because they won't be wearing masks. The players won't be wearing masks. Now the fans, I don't know if it'll be strongly recommended or mandatory. I don't know what they'll put on the fans, but from what I understand, there's a possibility that baseball would say, if they were to come to an agreement, we just don't want people in the stands yet because we're afraid of it getting to the players if somebody has coronavirus, and then we have to shut down a team or shut down the season again because 15 of the guys on this team got coronavirus.
Yeah, and that's the biggest sticking point, really, isn't it? That they're not making money. So that's why the owners may not even want a season to go, yet they would be impeding that opportunity.
By saying
we don't even want so it does sound more and more like they're just trying to shut it down. Like to me, that's what it sounds like, is at every cost they're saying, sorry, that's not going to happen, even if your state says it's okay. And you know, Kevin, I see people going after you right now about the positive test rate in Texas.
Great.
And all that stuff, but don't get caught up in that. Stay away from the fan text, at least until the last, you know, 2 minutes of the segment.
I really hope that what we're discussing to start this segment does happen. I would love for us to get to July 4th, let's just say, and baseball is starting, and 25 to 50% of the stadium is open for fans to watch the game and cheer on their teams.
All right, 877-881-1053, are you going? You know, if the state says 50% is available and baseball's like, we want the fans to get in here, and, you know, are you going to go out there to watch watch baseball games right now? 877-881-1053.
I would take my family and I would have them wear masks. That's what I would do. But I would go and I would want to cheer on the Rangers and watch them with my kids. They love going to Texas Ranger games. But I would say for precautionary reasons, because we are going to be walking concourses, we will be sitting where there will be other people near us, maybe not within 6 feet, but near us, that it would be best to wear a mask for the game. And I know my son, my 12-year-old son, he struggles with that tremendously. Like, he pulls it down because he's like, I'm hot, I can't breathe. And
that's my middle kid.
All right, I'll give you, you know, hey, 15 seconds, but you gotta wear this, buddy. You know, it's really tough for at least him, a 12-year-old, he struggles with wearing a mask.
Kevin, the other thing is I saw this from Bruce Levine. He said MLB announcers have been told they will be doing all 2020 road games from a local broadcast studio or home ballpark with monitors as their guide. Now, Mike, you do the pre and post.
Right.
You know, you're there live to watch the game at home, but you don't go on the road. You watch the game from the Fox Sports studio.
Yeah.
Have you been told that, like, that would kind of change too for you? Would you watch the game at home and then do a Zoom, or would you be going to the studio?
I would go to the studio, but from what I understand, there's multiple studios there at Fox Sports Southwest / Sinclair. I don't know, you know, when the name exactly changes to what, because I get emails and it does say Sinclair, but then also Fox Sports Southwest. So
I think Sinclair is the overarching company that owns Fox Sports Southwest. So you're going to have both of them.
Yeah, and so what they would do is they would have Dave Raymond and CJ Nikowski, let's say they're the main people that call the Ranger games. It could be Tom Grieve that night or whatever. They would be in Studio B, and they would be calling the game from Studio B, watching the game on television and calling the game from there. And then we would be in another studio to do the pre and post game show. Now, they said what could get really difficult is, I don't know if people know this, but if the NBA, let's just say it all happens at the same time, the Dallas Stars are out of the same building. The Dallas Mavericks are out of the same building. The Oklahoma City Thunder are out of the same building. The San Antonio Spurs are out of that same building. The Texas Rangers are out of that same building. And also, your Friday night high school football, which is like they're carrying all, you know, if you ever watch Fox Sports Southwest, they do a tremendous job of giving you all the high school football updates. And there's not enough studios for all of that. For also the games to be called, because if I have Mark Folliwell and Derek Harper in this room, and then I also have to have Cedric Zabalos, and whether it's Skin or Jason Terry or whoever it is over here for the post game show, and then if I have you know, the Ranger game, and I have the Spurs game with Rick Renner and, you know, Matt Bonner, and then, you know, like, there's just not enough room to do it all in that building. So at that point, would they send Folliwell and Harper to go to the AAC and watch it on the big screen and call the game there, and send Nikowski and Raymond to Globe Life Field? Like, I don't know.
If I'm Eric Nadel and Matt Hicks, I'm demanding going to Globe Life Field and doing it from my brand new digs there. I want to be at that stadium. I don't want to be down in some stuffy building down there. I want to be at the brand new stadium and open the damn roof while you're at it. As a matter of fact, so
I think you have to open the roof. In fact, in this case,
no.
So.
If nobody's in the stadium, Kevin, it's just me and it's just Nadel and Hicks, and they're like, and Jared's is back it? There, you know, doing his thing.
Oh no, is that Jared?
That's the old like Mac Engel like bit that he used to do on Jared. Yeah. So, but yeah, Jared's back there doing. Is Jared, by the way, still going to be sitting up high above them?
I haven't been in the press box yet.
Okay. All right, so but I would.
I will tell you, man. I was going to get to do something so cool, guys. I was saving it, but I mean, obviously, this season is very different. Is 3 or 4 days before the season started, I was going to get to come out of the Rangers bullpen and do like a whole shot of walking to the mound for a pregame shot for opening day. So I was going to get to go out there and just have it. It was going to be – I know you can take tours now, so people can kind of do this. You can take tours out there. But I was going to get to – like about a few days before opening day, I was going to pretty much get like a private tour and then do some scenes for Fox Sports Southwest to get ready for opening day. And I
were they going to do a bit where you get to smile on the camera and go, "Hi, I'm Mike Bassick," and then like give your whole spiel, or was that how
I have
be
no
set up?
Idea.
Yeah, they here's would, how it would go, Corey.
They would direct me.
Former Major League Baseball player and member of the G-Bag Nation, and we'd be like, "Come on, dude."
You don't think he'd say KMC Masterpiece?
Oh, that's a good point.
I would just say Mike Masterpiece.
That's what I want. That's what I want to see a lot more of, Mike. Whenever it gets back to you being on the pre and post, I want you to say, "This is what we talked about on the KNC Masterpiece."
Hopefully, we run into this, guys, because that would mean there is baseball with all of these questions. But is it still mandatory that they have to have that roof open for the 2020 season? They don't want it. They don't want indoor stadiums. I know in Tampa, there's nothing you can do, but in Houston, Toronto, now here, Arizona, like, you can open it up. I mean, it's a retractable roof, and I thought that they don't really want games in indoor stadiums.
I do believe, at least as of now, that Governor Abbott's edict was for open-air stadiums. So I think to qualify for that, it would be a necessity to open the roof.
So much for the roof.
Oh, yeah, man. We got that. We built a whole stadium just so that we could, you know, have a chill box.
Okay. Well, nobody predicted that this was going to happen. Nobody goes, "Well, hold on, guys. What if we have a paradigm shifting pandemic for the first time in 100 years? And I mean, actually, somebody probably said that, because every disaster movie I've ever seen, there's one guy who knows what's going to happen and everybody shouts him down because it sounds like
they push him out the door, shut the door on him, and he's out there going, "Who can I talk to?
Shut up, nerd." And then like it turns out they're right, and then they go back to the nerd to fix everything. So Rangers, whoever it was in your little group who said, "Don't do it, this pandemic is coming, get him back and he'll fix it."
Well, it's not like you have to like peel the roof off and throw it away. The roof's still there. Like, it'll be there for the time when you can actually use it. But for the time being, you just got to leave it open.
Can you just crack it a little bit? You know, like you just have like about 10 feet of it open to just be like, "Hey, guys."
No, Corey, this is not the screen door at your house. That is not what they're going to do with this stadium.
What if they put up a screen roof, though?
Yeah.
How much is that going to cost? I'm interested.
It's okay, look, the city will pay for
look,
it.
Look, Reggie, if you're telling me that you can find a way to get a giant screen in there so we can open the dome but still have it up there to protect for whatever, I'm interested.
Mosquitoes, yes.
Mosquitoes, yeah, we don't want mosquitoes getting in. Plus, you know, the air conditioning won't get out as fast, I'm assuming. I don't know how that works.
Pretty
man.
Sure
that's physics.
Science.
I'm not really
does not
manager.
Sound right at all. The thing I did want to say, Bassick, is I'm concerned because I'm starting to drift more and more towards what you think about the possibilities of Major League Baseball. I've kind of been like, well, I mean, everyone will pull their heads out of their asses and they'll figure out a way to get this done. But the more statements you see, I'm just like, huh.
Man, I don't have it in front of me, but the MLB Players Association statement that they had yesterday, which we probably need to read at some point. I'll probably do it in nuggets, but it pretty much says, we're trying, and the owners don't want to try at all. They don't want to negotiate. They said, take it or leave it. Here's our first offer. Take it or leave it. And the players are like, look, we're not going to do exactly that. Can you please work with us? And they're like, no, we can't work with you. And I don't know. It worked for the NFL. I mean, the NFL said, here's our first deal. You guys vote on it. We think it's good. And the players are like, screw it. Let's just play.
But by the way, I'm seeing on the fan text, Kevin, a lot of people saying that they was just cracked at graduation.
They so did they not say open. It like that, but I guess the sentiment is clear. 25 to 50% for these graduations. So there you go. You guys win. I guess, yes, that's what they'll do.
Half the people in Texas can go to the stadium.
No, that is not what that means.
A cracked roof with a screen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.